Today is Thursday, June 10th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. We're getting ready to start doing But First again. It's a show where we talk about Big Brother. I really like Big Brother. It's probably my favorite reality show. It really sucks. Okay. So the thing about Big Brother is I tried to watch the live feeds at one point because they have live feeds and I have CBS All Access we pay for. And the live feeds are free. I don't know if you get all of them or if you get extra ones if you pay, or I'm not really sure about all that. But I know they give you live feeds so you can see the people. But I'm going to say, you know, these people are not doing anything very interesting when, you know, when they're not having a competition. They're going into the kitchen and eating bowls of cereal and picking their boogers and stuff like that. There's nothing, they don't show nudity, so you can't really, at least I don't think they do. Somebody's going to correct me and they're going to say, oh, the live feeds, you see all kinds of nudity. But I think the amount of viewing that you would have to do to catch a butt crack here or there is not worth it. The return on investment in that is not worth it. All the time that you spend sitting there with your eyes glued trying to catch a ween or something. I don't know. You're not getting much of a return on your, you might as well just, you know, go to XTube or something or Pornhub or whatever. So I don't do the, I really love the show, but I'm not a fan of the unedited version. But all that being said, we're going to start recording, but for it's our podcast and more people need to listen to it because it is so good. Big Fatty is on there. I'm on there. We've already had several other co-hosts say that they want to join in. Sam in the Hinterlands. I don't know if she still listens to Geeky Gay because she hasn't emailed me in a long time. So I'm not really sure. But she's going to be on there. Moose P is going to be on there. Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee will show up occasionally. There's a lot of people in the Pride 48. Oh, Paul Deppa Archer. What's his name? He's going to be there. Now, anyone who's a big fan of Alex Lefebvre, he is not going to be there because he is much too busy. Much too busy to join in. He just cannot be bothered. His life is so busy that he's not going to be able to do it. So anyway, that's an exciting thing in my life. We're going to start recording. It doesn't actually kick off until July 7th, so we probably will record a show. Actually, I don't know, because I'm going to be in St. Thomas from July 2nd through the 8th. And obviously, I won't be able to record a show then. So we may do a show before and talk about the design of the house and who the members are and all that kind of stuff. But it would have to be before I leave to go on my trip. So we'll see about that. But you guys should go to butfirstpodcast.com and you can subscribe to that. So let's go ahead and talk about Pride 48. We've gotten quite a few more entries into the old Pride 48 weekend that's happening July. I just kicked my table. Sorry if you guys heard that. The event is happening July 23rd through the 25th. We would love to have you on doing a live show if you are a podcaster, even if you're not. And registrations are open from now until the 18th. So you got 8 more days. And you can go to register.pride48.com. I had to do a whole lot of hard work to get that domain set up. So I had to log into the server and change a file and restart Apache. I had to do all this stuff to create that. So use it. register.pride48.com. And if you know any shows that you'd like to hear on the weekend, we would love to have them. But we have good response right now. And we got a request or a yes from a very special longtime LGBT podcaster that lots of you are going to be excited to hear that's never been heard on our stream, not once on Pride 48. So that's going on as well. So I was talking about St. Thomas and, you know, with all of the COVID and everything and all of the shortages of chips and everything that's been going on because of COVID, there's been a shortage of rental cars, apparently. And Mark and I weren't sure because, so we're, you know, like I said, we're going to St. Thomas on the 2nd, our anniversary of becoming boyfriends because we're in fifth grade. And we pass notes and we're like, check here if you like me. But I mean, at the time, I don't even know if we could have gotten married at the time. I don't think we could have. And so, you know, we became boyfriends, as you do. And I don't know. I mean, at some point, we'll probably, I don't want to talk about that. But at some point, you know, maybe we'll sign a contract or something. But right now, you know, we have an anniversary of our becoming boyfriends. So that's on July 4th because I said, hey, do you want to go steady on July 4th and of whatever year it was. And so we normally take a trip. We did not last year because of COVID. And so we're both vaccinated now and we're going to take a trip to St. Thomas. And we were talking about whether or not we needed a rental car. It's an island and it's a relatively small island, but you have to get from place to place. And so I was looking about a month ago, probably, and the rates were about $75 a night. Or a day, not a night. It's not a hotel. $75 a day. And so I thought, well, we'll discuss it. We'll take some time. We'll figure it out. Maybe it'll get better. And so I didn't do anything. And so last week I looked and it had gone up to around between $115 and $150 a day, depending on what kind of car that you got. And I thought, oh my God, I need to book something. But I didn't. And so I looked on, I think it was Tuesday, and literally Priceline, Hotwire, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, Budget Rent-A-Car, Avis, I went to everywhere. They all said, no cars available. And I was like, well, crap. Because I looked it up, Uber and Lyft do not exist in St. Thomas. They do have taxis, but they're expensive apparently. I don't really like taxis. I don't like Uber or Lyft either, because you don't know. You do not know. I mean, I do it. I use those services now. But you don't know who you're going to get. It could be a serial killer driving a Beetle. And, you know, here I am putting myself in their car, putting myself in harm's way so I can drive to the beach. I prefer to rent a car, is what I'm saying. So I was so worried because like nothing was showing up. So last night I thought, well, I said to Mark, I said, you know, maybe they're not available for all the days, but there are some cars available for some of the days because we're going to be there from Friday the 2nd through Thursday the 8th. So I looked and I looked for the 1st through the 8th. Nothing. I looked for the 2nd through the 8th. Let me think. No, sorry. The 2nd through the 8th. The 3rd through the 8th. The 4th through the 8th, and then the 5th through the 8th, and the 5th through the 8th, that's hard to say, it's a tongue twister, was available. So I said, okay, I'm just going to book something, because on Hotwire, you don't have to pay anything, you don't have to give them a credit card, you don't have to do anything, you can just reserve the vehicle. And so I did that, and then today... but I mean, it's expensive. And then today, and I don't know, I mean, maybe a taxi would be fine, but I don't know that I want to risk it. Everywhere we're staying has free parking. So the only other thing is they drive on the left in St. Thomas, we learned. Now, when I look, I don't like to talk about this, but I used to live in England. And when I lived in England, I did drive a few times. So I have driven on the left, but not a lot. So, I mean, that is something that I would have to, you know, get used to. I don't know. And then today we went, and amazingly, there were Avis had a couple of options for the entire trip, and Priceline had a couple of options. So I may rebook it today and do the 2nd through the 8th. But man, they're expensive. I think it's $120 a day now. But I just don't know if I want to risk having to do a taxi. I would feel more comfortable having my own form of transportation. I don't know. I've got to think about that later and figure out what I'm going to do, because I have to make a decision, because pretty soon, you know, that batch of cars will also be gone. So I've got to figure it out. Got to find, you know, figure out what I'm going to do. But it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to taking a week long vacation, and hopefully it'll be great. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.